Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us on this Sunday evening. Our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you have a health challenge you need help with, or questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, or if you just have a comment and you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Dr. Chloe Couturier, author of the book Pathways to Consciousness. Dr. Couturier is a specialist in something called craniosacral qigong, which is, I guess, a combination of craniosacral therapy and qigong therapy. Qigong is a movement therapy, I guess, or a movement science that's practiced, that was originally practiced in China and is practiced pretty much all over the world these days. Kind of like Tai Chi, a little bit, at least in my understanding of it. And craniosacral therapy is a type of therapy that some folks consider to be pseudoscience or pseudo-medicine. Wikipedia calls it a pseudoscientific, and I forgot what to say, pseudoscientific is the word that comes to mind, and a lot of folks think it's kind of quackery, but DOs have to study it, so it's got some basis in orthodoxy anyway. Craniosacral therapy is when they manipulate part of the bones in the skull, not the brain, bones in the skull, and then they also manipulate the sacrum, which is the lower part of the back. So Dr. Chloe Couturier's book is called Pathways to Consciousness and Power, and it's all about craniosacral qigong, which I imagine is a combination of the two. Anyway, Dr. Chloe Couturier, at the bottom of the hour, your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and video page, which is up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also use the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, you're looking for a win-win business opportunity, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Okay. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010, and Dr. Chloe Couturier, DMQ, CSD, EHP-EC, whatever those credentials mean, I'm not really sure. She'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about her book, Pathways to Consciousness Power, Craniosacral Qigong, Volume 1. All right. We are talking about this really fascinating subject, which is the subject of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, intestinal health, stuff that's made in the intestine when we're not as healthy as we should be. Particularly, we've been talking about this molecule histamine, a biogenic or bioactive amine. Amines are a fundamental type of molecule. It's found all throughout nature, and they all have really, really powerful activities. In fact, drugs tend to be amines, or derived from amines, a lot of drugs anyway. And histamine is no different. Histamine is really, really powerful stuff. Most people think of antihistamines when they hear the word histamine, but histamine by itself is really a functional molecule in the body when it's being secreted in just the right amount. However, bacteria make histamine. So when you're dealing with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, you very likely will be dealing with lots of histamine. Yesterday we talked about another condition that is similar to histamine intolerance, associated with histamine intolerance, called MCAS, mast cell activation syndrome, which is, by the way, associated, like histamine, with messed up blood sugar. Mast cell activation syndrome is it's not really a disease. It's a biochemical condition where your mast cells, which are these types of cells that are involved with the immune response, are activated inappropriately by histamines. And what's worse is because mast cells contain histamine, now you have histamines activating the mast cells and then the release of even more histamine. Oh my gosh, histamine, 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 histamine. Mast cells are important for the immune response. So they've got this histamine in them, but mast cells can be activated by histamine. Mast cells can also be activated by antibodies that are made in response to bacteria anywhere in the body, really, but including excess bacteria in the intestine. Long story short is this mast cell activation syndrome can wreak havoc on the body in terms of allergic reactions. And people who have this condition will find that they're reacting to everything. Anything they eat makes them break out. Anything they eat makes them have rashes. Everything they eat gives them pimples and zits or arthritis or joint pain or fibromyalgia. Everything. Everything they eat. They say they have food allergies. They'll tell you they're allergic to everything. And I talk to a lot of people like this. It's not the foods. It's the body's hyperreactivity to those foods. It's the body in a hyperreactive state due to the elevated levels of this chemical. These are people also, by the way, will have hay fever and problems with pollen in the springtime, or perhaps cat dander or mold reactions. And they'll blame everything but the histamine, but the intestine, because it doesn't seem to make sense. Why would my hay fever be related to my digestive system? If you guys understand this link, that puts you way ahead of the curve. Even most doctors don't talk about this. If you understand the relationship between histamine being produced at the level of the intestine because your digestion is messed up, your intestine is messed up, that you've got this dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, and hyperreactivity to cat dander or to pollen or mold, you're way ahead of the game. What does that tell you, by the way? It tells you don't worry about the pollen as much as you worry about the intestine. Don't worry about the mold as much as you worry about your intestine. Don't worry about the cat dander as much as you worry about your intestine. Intestine, intestine, intestine. First point in the triangle of disease, for good reason. So anyway, mast cells are turned on by histamine. They're also turned on by antibodies. They contain histamine. Histamine explodes. Bacteria make lots of histamine. All of this can lead to all of the unpleasant symptoms that we talked about yesterday. The headaches and the redness and the rashes and the pimples and the fatigue. And the heart palpitations, yes, heart palpitations can be caused by histamine. The jitteriness, the anxiety, all these are signs of histamine response, of a histamine response. And by the way, as we said yesterday, blood sugar does it too. Elevated blood sugar, dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar does it too. Can you see us repeating the digestive system, the blood sugar system? Digestive system and the blood sugar system. Two major points on the triangle of disease. And then there's the stress system, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. And that's involved too. This is the triangle of disease, you guys. This is the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the stress management system, and the jumping off point to all diseases via hypothyroidism, which we will be talking about here in our next segment, but also over the next coming days. This is the triangle of disease, the three points of bodily breakdown that substand all chronic degenerative diseases. If you do not address the triangle, you can't address heart disease, cancer, autoimmunity, the whole thing. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Chloe Couturier at the bottom of the hour, Pathways to Consciousness, Powers, her book. We're going to talk cranial sacral qigong.
which I guess is a combination of both craniosacral manipulation and Qigong, which is kind of like Tai Chi. Which you call this segment 844-236-6010 if we have calls. So mast cell activation syndrome is just as horrible as it sounds. Mast cells are immune cells. Activation syndrome is when they're activated in response to allergic reactions to specific foods. This can occur when you're when you are dealing with a condition called histamine intolerance and you're allergic to lots of things. Mast cells themselves, I believe, are pretty much activated by a type of antibody. But I think if you're sensitive to histamine, that can do it as well. In any case, mast cell activation syndrome occurs when you're allergic to everything, or it causes allergies to everything. Mast cells get turned on by a particular antibody and release their histamine in susceptible patients, many of whom are dealing with SIBO. There's lots of histamine in the area, lots of histamine local to the body. You end up with these unpleasant symptoms of histamine intolerance. Food, stress, food can activate mast cells, stress can activate mast cells, trauma, medications, exercise can even do it. Isn't that interesting? When you have histamine intolerance, even something like exercise can activate mast cells and cause this thing, MCAS, this mast cell activation syndrome, with symptoms like fatigue and depression and inappropriate sweats, flushing. I wonder sometimes if, and we'll talk about this probably next Bright Side episode, I wonder if hot flashes have something to do with this. Hot flash, because there's a relationship between estrogen and MCAS, which we will talk about. Changes in appetite or weight, weight gain, weight loss, loss of appetite, all these can be a sign of MCAS, changes in body temperature. So what do you do? Well, first of all, keep your blood sugar stable. Hypoglycemia, MCS patients, and actually folks who have histamine intolerance are very sensitive to hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. So keep your blood sugar stable. MCAS patients and people suffering from histamine intolerance should avoid specific foods that happen to be high in histamines. There's histamines in food. Histamine is produced by bacteria, right, in the gut and also in food. So leftover foods or fermented foods or aged foods that tend to have lots of bacteria, they can be histamine-rich. Cured foods, cured meats, bacon, ham, these can have histamines in them. Nuts can be a source of histamine. Certain fruits can be a source of histamine. Veggies also, citrus fruits especially, bananas, papaya, strawberries, eggplant, avocados. I know so many people love avocados, and they break out, and they can't figure out why they're breaking out all the time. Can't figure out why they have belly aches all the time. It could easily be histamine issues. Avocados being a rich source of histamine. Canned tomatoes can have histamine. Food colorings, preservatives, additives to foods can activate histamine, a histamine response. Here's something else for you. This is really interesting. Shellfish contain histamine. A lot of people are allergic to shellfish. You're not allergic to the shellfish per se. It's the histamine. And that's why, by the way, people say, oh, I can't have glucosamine because it's derived from shellfish. No. Glucosamine is derived from shellfish. It's just glucosamine. There's no histamine and there's no reaction to that. Well, there might be a little bit of histamine from in the production of it. Rarely. So shellfish allergies are another sign of histamine. Glucosamine, is, you don't have to worry about that with glucosamine, which, by the way, amine, glucosamine, is another one of those biogenic amines. You want to, if you have MCAS, you want to avoid extremes in temperature. You want to avoid mold, if possible. That's sometimes easier said than done, of course. And, of course, certain medications are a problem. In fact, a lot of medications act like histamines. Sodium benzoate, which is a preservative, can have histamine effects. You got to live cleanly, basically, is what we're saying. If you have this MCAS condition or you have a histamine intolerance issue, the body actually makes an enzyme that helps break down histamine. It's called diamine oxidase, or DAO. You can buy DAO supplements. If you have a histamine problem, you might want to consider buying a DAO supplement. There's another chemical in the body, HNMT, that breaks down histamine. But if you're histamine production is really high, or if you're eating lots of shellfish or eating lots of histamine-containing foods, you know, bacon, ham, avocados, or your leftover foods, you're eating a lot of leftovers or fermented foods, or you're drinking a lot of alcohol, all of these can initiate histamine responses. There are medications that you can take that can inhibit histamine breakdown enzymes, and this will up your histamine levels. Antibiotics can do it. Antidepressants can do it. Certain digestive GI medications can do it. Antihypertensives can do it. Pretty much any drug, actually, any class of drug, I should say, can inhibit DAO, leading to high levels of histamine. If you take, find that you take a medication and you have a reaction, it could be a histamine reaction by virtue of that medication's suppression or ability to suppress or inhibit DAO or HNMT, inhibit histamine breakdown. Then there's a really interesting connection between histamine and the thyroid. This is so important because this is not just, you know, the triangle of disease is three points of breakdown. They're the digestive system. Think of a triangle in your head. Imagine a triangle in your head. You got the digestive system on one point at the bottom. You've got the blood sugar system on another point on the bottom. And then the tip of the triangle is the adrenal thyroid complex. And from that point, you get into hypothyroidism, and that's where all disease comes from. Everything comes from hypothyroidism, by the way. And if you're dealing with a chronic degenerative disease, you don't need to bother getting your thyroid tested. You can assume you're hypothyroid. Now, occasionally it might be hyperthyroid, but that's a whole different story. Most people who have thyroid problems suffer from hypothyroidism, and that's usually subsequent to problems with the triangle. And then you get the jumping point, off point of all diseases. But here's where it gets really interesting, because there's a relationship between the thyroid and the digestive system. As you suffer from hypothyroidism, you're going to suffer from poor intestinal health for a lot of reasons, including SIBO issues. Of course, that's going to lead to more blood sugar issues, more thyroid issues, more digestive issues, more blood sugar issues, more thyroid issues. It's a downward spiral. In other words, it's a negative feedback loop is what they call it. Suppression yields more suppression. Dysfunction yields more dysfunction. This is where it all breaks down. And if you try to deal with your state after the thyroid, the jumping off point, heart disease or autoimmune disease or whatever, you'll fail every time. This is why the medical model gets an F when it comes to dealing with chronic degenerative disease, because they don't understand the triangle. They don't understand the three points of bodily breakdown that occur underneath all disease and that occur in a negative feedback loop, so they get worse and worse and worse in a downward spiral. The good news is once you start to work on your intestinal health and your blood sugar health and your stress, your adrenal thyroid complex, which involves, by the way, estrogen, which also involves also the digestive system, you'll get better. All your symptoms will resolve on their own without medication, without intervention, medical intervention. That's so amazing. All right. Next Brightside episode, we'll dive into this relationship between histamine and the thyroid. We'll talk about estrogen. Got lots to talk about here with this. All regards SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which is dysbiosis, which is underneath all chronic degenerative disease.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
USA News Update. GOP lawmakers working through the weekend in the hopes of avoiding a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Mexico has reached an agreement with the U.S. to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border. A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Embattled Democratic lawmaker Bob Menendez facing competition for his Senate seat already. Congressman Andy Kim challenging Menendez to represent New Jersey in the U.S. Senate. Last week, Menendez was indicted on federal bribery charges and has been called on to resign. Menendez, however, says he will not step down. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, Saturday and Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or want to review a program, we have a search box you can use. If you want to share a topic with a loved one, or you want to research, doing some research on a particular health challenge or nutritional supplement, head to brightsideben.com. You can also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com and join the team link. that you can use if you want to start a home-based business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are all posted at criticalhealthnews.com. If you prefer, you can order products by calling 866-735-2470. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team as well by calling 866-735-2470 or hitting the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-surgical scarring or post-traumatic scarring or acne scarring, or helping treat eczema, psoriasis, or just plain old dry skin. All True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients that feed skin cells, giving you healed and healthy skin. Because at the end of the day, healthy skin is beautiful skin. Check out all our truth treatment products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am really looking forward to our guest today. Dr. Chloe Couturier, I believe I said that correctly, is a author. She's also a Qigong therapist and a craniosacral therapist. Pathways to Health and Consciousness Power. Pathways to Health and Consciousness Power. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Chloe Couturier. I think I said that right.
Yes, you did. Thank Couturier. You. Ben. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on. And man, you're doing some very interesting things. Before we start talking about the book and about some of the things that you're doing, what exactly is craniosacral? What exactly is Qigong? And I'm going to assume that craniosacral Qigong is the combination of the two.
Correct. I discovered craniosacral and Qigong at the same time after graduating from osteopathy. As a hands-on practitioner, the craniosacral work is stemming from cranial osteopathy. Should we talk about osteopathy first?
Okay. Well, okay, talk a little bit about that, but I definitely want you to save some time to talk about what exactly the manipulations are in craniosacral osteopathy. But, yeah, why don't you give us a little brief synopsis on the philosophy of osteopathy?
Right. Because in the process of developing craniosacral Qigong, I'm actually renaming osteopathy. The definition is, I believe, osteopath, the path within the bone. Mm. And so within the bone is bone marrow, and the bone marrow is responsible to build blood, and the blood carries oxygen and therefore vitality. And so in Chinese energetic medicine, which is medical Qigong, then we look at, describe that the blood is the mother of Qi, energy, and the Qi governs the blood. So you see, that's where right away it comes and relates to each other.
Blood is energy. The blood is an energy source, and it's interesting because in biochemistry, we know the blood carries a zeta potential, if you've heard that term, like an energy charge. So that makes perfect sense, even within Western medicine. Go ahead, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, please do, because I'm also, I know that you're also a pharmacist and a chemist, and of course, and so I'm very much also interested in communicating with you and not just being the one talking, so awesome. That we can interface on this level, because it is science, and this is all science. It's just the old science, not the modern science, and this is the traditional a transmission from master to student. Osteopathy really comes from the bone setters, ultimately.
From the what? Say that again?
Bone setters.
Bone setters. I'm not understanding that.
S-E-T-T-R-S. Bone setters.
What exactly is that?
Putting a bone back in place.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the bone path, the osteopath, osteobone path, the path. And so the bone setters were traditionally, and actually osteopathy was born in Kirksville, Missouri in the late 1870s, and by Dr. Still. And so he had studied from the American Indians, and he had been studying bone setting. But born sightings is universal. Wherever there have been people, there have been bunch.
It's like an indigenous therapy, isn't it? Like a type of indigenous therapy?
Well, then before modern medicine. Right?
Uh-huh.
That's how people were treating them, each other, you know?
So and that's where doctors still got the philosophy of osteopathy from traditional indigenous bone setters?
Yes, and also because his family, he was turning bones at the cemeteries, at the American Indian cemeteries, and that's really a big part of the whole story. And his family died. A lot of his family died from a meningitis infection and epidemine. And then the cure of the time was the mercury, as you may know. And
that's right.
So he always wondered, you know, what killed his family? Was it the mercury or was it the unknown fact? So that was pretty much, you know, what put him into the question and figure out what was going on, you know, with the medicine and the chemistry, the medicine that they were giving. And then that's pretty much when he established the fact that the body has the ability to self-heal, that we should facilitate the body's ability to heal, that drugs can potentially be harmful, and that, the law of the artery is supreme, the blood. And the structure and function are interrelated. That's what the osteopathy kind of comes into play, basically. So that's a very old, traditional, Western medicine.
Go ahead, and then I'll tell you.
Oh, so it is a funny story that's told about this, is that in the old days, the doctor had to go really fast when he heard, that someone was ill. They had to go really fast. They had to go with the horse and the carriage and travel really quickly before the person actually got better on their own.
Oh, that's funny. They had to get there first or else. That's pretty funny. Yeah. So what I was going to say is there seems to be a very interesting relationship between the blood and the bone. Now, we know that the blood cells are made in the bone. And so what you're saying is by manipulating the bone, you can have an effect on the chi, which is in the blood. Is that correct? It's by manipulating the bone, you have an effect on the blood. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yes, of course.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Is that the main philosophy in osteopathy? Is that by manipulating the bone, you can manipulate the chi via the blood?
Well, I think you brought it in a very quickly. You're actually creating the transition between the Eastern and Western medicine.
Hang on to that thought, Dr. Couturier. Sure. We got to take a break. Dr. Chloe Couturier is with us. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this break.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. Our guest is Dr. Chloe Couturier, her book, Pathways to Consciousness Power, which I definitely want to talk about. Dr. Couturier, I don't mean to keep repeating myself, but I just want to make sure I understand this. So osteopathy is the science of the movement of the bone or the manipulation of the bone, which in turn affects the blood, which in turn affects the chi. Did I get that right?
That's the cranial sacral qigong that you pretty much described here, because the classic osteopathy does not describe it this way. However, with the evolution of bringing Eastern with Western medicine, the oldest Chinese energetic medicine, thousands of years, which is merging the very old as well Western medicine that has evolved into cranial osteopathy, then that's really where we're going at.
That's awesome stuff. There's also a phenomenon called piezoelectricity. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
That's probably involved in there as well. The idea that just the pressure, just the movement of the bone, aside from its effect on the blood, there's an electrical charge that's generated just by compression.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. Compression and release is one reaction.
Compression and release. Yeah. That's right.
The electromagnetic activity of the body, which is a chi.
That's awesome stuff. And those old guys, they knew it. Oh my gosh! Yeah, have you ever read The Body Electric by Robert?
Of course. Gotcha.
Okay, so we're on the same path here. All right, so where does consciousness fit into this thing? Your book is Pathways to Consciousness Power. Where does consciousness fit into this?
Okay, so let's go back to the blood and the chi relationship. We said that the blood is the mother, chi is the mother, blood is the mother of chi, and chi governs the blood. So there's a strong correlation between the energy and the blood. So how does chi govern the blood? And if blood is the mother of chi, well, there's another component here. How do you think about it right away when you think how does chi governs the blood?
I'm sorry, I'm not quite understanding, Dr. Couturier. So you said blood is the mother of the chi, right? And then are you saying that the chi in turn regulates the blood?
It governs.
Governs the blood. Yes. That's like a big circle.
Right. And you wonder how does the chi governs the blood?
Okay.
Well, that's when the other component comes in, is that the mind. Because if a person is just not doing anything with the energy with their life and they're stagnant, you know, the blood is not going to circulate very well. So here's another little treasure from medical qigong, thousands of years of transmission, is that the mind leaves the energy.
The mind, say that again, the mind what?
The mind leaves the qi.
Leaves the qi?
Leads, like leadership.
Oh, like leads. Okay, gotcha. The mind leads the qi. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So that gives you power over your. That gives you power over your chi. That gives you an ability to control your chi via your consciousness, via your mind.
Exactly.
Wow. So it's not. Well, you know, we live in this world where we're very physico-centric. We focus on all the physical stuff. But yes, it quite obviously, if you're depressed or you're sad or you're grieving or in any way you have kind of like a low energy, low consciousness energy, that's going to have an effect on the chi almost simultaneously. You say leads, but it's really like a reflection, isn't it? Not just so much that it leads it; it's like a reflection.
Right, but they work together.
It's like they're happening. They're like happening. They're different ways of looking at the same phenomena.
Yes.
Right.
That's right.
It's kind of lower vibrational phenomena.
Exactly. That's
where does
right.
oxygen? Where does oxygen and breathing fit into this?
Well, that's the definition itself of qigong. You see, qigong, qi is, so we know, the electromagnetic, the energy, which is everything. But in the context of medical qigong, we look at it as, you know, the qi, the energy of the body, and the mind, the spirit, all of it. But you know, in relation to the medical aspect for healing. Qi, gong. So gong is repetition. Because when you repeat.
Like rhythm. Like rhythm.
It's
like
a rhythm. That's right.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Those teachings have passed on the test of tons of thousands of years for a reason, Ben. It's
very
because
cool.
It's valid. If it was not, it would ultimately have dissipated a long time ago. But it's actually getting more and more prevalent and recognized. And a lot of science is backing it up. And so really a lot of the qigong is based also on breathing as well as a gentle movement and the mind. You know, leading the energy with the mind, which is how the teachers are transmitted to us and how we keep transmitting. I keep transmitting to my student as well. You know, how with the mind you send the qi and specifically for breathing. And just quieting the mind, because if the mind is too busy, then we cannot really get into the peace, the places and the body and the part of our existence, our tensegrity, our tissues, to be able to calm, you know, the mind. So breathing is also, of course, related to calming the mind and learning the know-how. How to lead, you know, the mind into the body to be able to guide the breath.
Wow. So in terms of, like, bringing it home to somebody who has a disease, a metabolic disease, let's say, not so much a musculoskeletal issue, but a metabolic disease, say diabetes or an autoimmune disease or something along those lines, and do you see patients? I'm assuming you see patients.
Oh, yes. I have treated over 30,000 hours
okay.
in 30 years.
So what do you do? So how, like bringing it home from a practical standpoint, what does somebody do if they're dealing with a metabolic issue, which obviously is related to qi, I know that, but how do you do therapy? What is the therapeutic process?
It's not a cookie cutter. I really treat the person as one unit and their environment for the history. So there's really no recipe. You have to really treat the person as one and really look into what took place in their history to be able to treat them. I wish there were a way to, you know, to offer a cure. It's very difficult. I give specific prescriptions to each person that I treat through medication, not medication, but medication. Depending on what. So there's all kind of ways we can treat by sound, with color. Sound is purging. It's removing the toxins. Light is tonifying. And with liquid, we can tonify an organ. Like, so if an organ is deficient, then we can tonify it with colors. If there's a toxicity in the organ, then we give the sound to help detox the organ. And then we can do both. And there's specific movement that we can do also to activate the qi within the meridian of this pathway. So it's difficult to tell. If anything, I would give you, I know it's not really metabolic, but I would say high blood pressure.
Yeah.
I would say chances are that those people are not breathing well because they're not breathing in the center of their abdomen, where the center of the breast ought to be located.
The diaphragm.
Below the diaphragm.
Below the diaphragm. Gotcha. Like,
yeah.
Like the belly, yeah. Like belly breathing.
Yes, that's right.
Gotcha.
And because if the pressure above the diaphragm is too high, that's high blood pressure. So simple. That's because they're not breathing enough. They're not breathing well. They're breathing in the upper, in the thorax, and you know, too much breathing in the lung instead of breathing in the what we call the lower dantian. These are the three centers of energy: the lower dantian, below the respiratory diaphragm, the middle dantian, which is the heart, and the upper dantian, which is the center of the brain, called the third eye. It's more complex than that. But most people that have high blood pressure, usually they're not breathing properly. Unfortunately, then doctors are going to give medicine to treat the high blood pressure instead of teaching them, you know, how to breathe properly, which will transform the pressure. Instead of being the high blood pressure, it'll be where it's supposed to be, which is in the lower body and the lower dantian. Because that's where the electromagnetic power is, you see. That's where all the intelligence is.
In the gut. They call it the second brain.
That's right.
The second brain now. Dr. Couturier, I wish we had more time. We're just out of time. Can you hang on the line? Maybe we can book you again. I'd like to have you back on. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank you,
Chloe Couturier. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Okay, Dr. Chloe Couturier, and her website is ChloeCouturier.com. That's ChloeCouturier.com. Her book, Pathways to Consciousness, Pathway to Health and Consciousness Power. I'm Pharmacist Ben. That's all the time we have for this evening. Thanks for listening. We'll be back at you next Saturday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful, spectacular week. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.